This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
With the breaking news overnight, developments in Brussels where police have identified three of the suspects involved in yesterday's terror attacks. Shown here in security video at the Brussels airport wheeling luggage carts. NBC News has now confirmed that the two bombers in black were brothers identified as Khalid and Ibrahim El-Bakrawi. They are believed to have died when the bombs exploded. The brothers were reportedly known to police and had suspected links to the terrorist network responsible for the Paris terror attacks last November. Authorities believe the other man in the picture, identified by police as 24-year-old Najim Lashrawi, fled the scene. He is the suspect now being hunted by police. Lashrawi is also suspected of involvement in the Paris terror attacks as well, and believed to be traveling with accused Paris attacker Salah Absalom before his arrest last Friday. Lashrawi's DNA was discovered at an address in Brussels raided by police last week. Police say he appeared to have been traveling with Abdeslam on a fake Belgium identity card. ISIS claimed responsibility for the bombings at both the airport and the subway yesterday that left at least 31 people dead and another 260 wounded. And U.S. counterterrorism officials said that claim appeared genuine. Meanwhile, in the hours after the attack, investigators carried out raids across the country, and counterterrorism sources described one site uncovered in the searches as a bomb-making factory. The Belgian prosecutor's office also said one raid yielded an improvised explosive device containing nails and chemicals, as well as an ISIS flag. Right now, there is reinforced security throughout Brussels, but Belgian media reports that life will get back to normal quickly, with no lockdowns and schools will reopen. Let's bring in NBC News senior White House correspondent Chris Jansing live from Brussels with more on this. Chris?
Hi, I just arrived here, but I can tell you it's been fascinating to watch, because you'll recall that after the Paris bombings, this was a city in lockdown, virtually a ghost town for 4 days. Now coming in and riding several miles in a car through the streets of Brussels, it is almost what seems life as usual. People walking and driving to work. The buses were running. Very few visible signs, frankly, of any kind of security. That may have been the most surprising thing. Only perhaps a mile from where we are here at the entrance to a subway, we did see an armed military, and two people were standing at the entrance and checking bags as people came in. As I went into my hotel, which is an American chain, they were checking people as well. We had to open our suitcases. But in terms of anything extraordinary, we certainly didn't see it. So while this is a city in mourning, it's also a city that is clearly defiant. Now, the place, the entrance to the subway where the explosion happened yesterday, is just down the street from where I'm standing. And you do see in this area, as we walked around, a few of those subway entrances that are blocked. But I have to tell you, the few people I've had an opportunity to talk with in the hotel, our driver, they did not seem shocked by this. For the last 4 months, they have been hearing about how this might happen, as you might imagine, Mika. And then with the arrest of the one person who was still at large from the Paris bombing, Salah Abdeslam, over the weekend, there were more warnings about the possibility of attacks here. So as tragic as it is almost as if people are accepting this as a new reality.
And Mika?
Oh boy, I'll tell you, accepting it as a new reality, I mean, that's pretty scary when you think about, the shift there, the mental shift, the other thing, that stuck out to me as I was reading more and hearing about, just the security issues that they deal with there in Brussels, only about 1% of their GDP goes towards security. Is it any wonder? I mean, that the security spokesman said, we're just overwhelmed. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough resources to check into this stuff. I mean, this is a heyday for jihadis to be able to come in. Their walls are broken down. Gates are wide open. They can come in. and move in and out at will there in between Paris and Belgium and throughout Europe. This is incredible. We're going to be talking more about it. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the things that matter to you, the things of life, and we do our best to bring you an objective truth and reason that will help you come to conclusions that make sense. I think this is what's going on across America today. That the media and others are not quite getting a hold of it. I would say establishment figures, because, you know, people that are used to pulling the levers of our world, and all of a sudden, you know, when there's kickback and people go, wait a minute, you know, what's behind the curtain? And they're starting to see what's happening. You know, it's kind of, you know, frustrating those that are used to business as usual. You know, we're not supposed to be inquiring people. We're not supposed to, you know, question authority. We're just supposed to, you know, go along to get along. And business as usual, let them continue to rip us off blind and keep us on the hamster wheel of tax production and allow them to, you know, to get their graft and do whatever they want to do. And, you know, for us not to question it. And so it's a bit disturbing that all of a sudden the walls are broken down a bit and we're starting to ask some tough questions that they can't answer because it's way too obvious. Our next guest is a healthcare expert. He is a principal with Wilson Associates. Eric Wilson is with us. And we want to talk about Obamacare. I've been trying, Eric, I will say this, this has been a quest here. I feel like Don Quixote, you know, chasing windmills a bit, because I've been trying to figure out, you know, what is going on? What is the truth of the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare? You know, originally it was designed for that 30 million people that weren't being serviced, and the government purposely keeps those numbers away from us to where we cannot measure how much of that 30 million have actually been serviced.
Well, I mean, I think there's still 30 million uninsured. Mm-hmm. Or not participating in Obamacare, let's put it that way. The one fallacy that was always out there was that there was 50 or 42 million uninsured Americans. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference, first of all, or I guess there was if it's pre-Obamacare, than uninsured and uninsurable. Two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
There were the people, there was probably 8 million people that had medical conditions that prohibited them from purchasing insurance. And what we should have done was try to find a way to help those people out. And actually most states had a health insurance risk pool or guaranteed issue. I think 38 out of 50 states had something to help those people to begin with.
Yeah, it's not like we're letting people die in the streets here, right?
No, first of all, you go to the emergency room in any emergency room in the country, and you get care under you know the Emergency Medical Treatment Act that was passed under Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 80s.
Right.
So no one's going to die in the street, period, prior to the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, but now we've got people who are choosing not to get involved with health care because of the cost. I mean, I've heard too many times here, Eric, and I'm sure you're hearing the same thing. People are making decisions saying, you know what, I'm in a catastrophic situation. I've been told I've got cancer. My family cannot afford, you know, the cost of it, and I'm just going to let nature take its course.
That's happening. I'm seeing people you know, go without insurance for various reasons, either the sick people or the not sick people opting out due to cost, you know, and there's various reasons that, Bill. There's, you know, first of all, there's the cost, but there's also, like, I'll give you my personal case, my doctor is no longer part of the network.
So, exactly.
Let your doctor keep your doctor. I can still go see my doctor. I saw him 2 weeks ago, but I had to pay for it. Insurance didn't help me at all because he's out of network now.
Right.
So there was no benefit there. And you're seeing a lot of people say, well, if I can't go see my doctor, I don't want the insurance. If I have to pay cash for my doctor visit, why am I paying for insurance? And that's a very valid question.
Eric, many Americans, and I got to believe, and of course it's hard to get some of these figures, it's well covered, but in terms of, you know, their dislike for Obamacare, I guess that's where you can start, and the majority of America does not like Obamacare. It is an abject failure, and we're only beginning to see some of these walls crumble down. I mean, with co-ops, you know, failing, we've got, what, over 50% of the co-ops now that have gone out of business, and that's only cost the taxpayers, like, you know, $1.8 billion. I mean, you know, no harm, no foul, I guess.
No, that's fair. No, they failed, but there's also been, you know, 19 regular insurance companies that were not caught that have gone out of business since the law passed. You know, most recently, Assurant Health, which had been in business for over 100 years. Mm. You know, they could meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, and they're gone, too. So we have less choice. We have, you know, the startup co-ops failing, and, you know, and of the 20, you know, 12, I think 12 or 13 have already failed, and most of the others are losing money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, part of the hope, I guess, for some of these insurance companies, whoever is left standing, is that they're going to be able to cross over state lines if this everything gets, you know, adjusted or reworked. You know, maybe there's some hope there, but with, as you say, there's 19 insurance companies who've been, you know, part of the woof and warp of this country for so long, for so many years, you know, now they're gone. I mean, what's going to be left? What's going to be left is government-run health care, a single-payer system, and we're going to look to the government that's just done an outstanding job in everything that they handle to be able to handle health care for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, just look at the problems that the VA is having. You want a single-payer system. The VA is basically a single-payer system. And, you know, you have people can't get care. They're waiting 3-4 weeks to get care there. So, you know, and in every other country has had some form of a socialized medicine. It's the same thing. You got people in Canada wanting to come to the States to get medical care because they don't have to wait as long.
Well, what's going to happen here, Eric? Do we just stay the course and hope that our legislators, you know, find an answer here? Or, you know, do we, the people, finally revolt and say enough of this insanity?
Well, I think you're seeing that. I think that's why you're seeing like a guy like a Donald Trump getting so much excitement, just because he's not the establishment. I mean, would Donald Trump be a great president? I have no idea, but he's not a politician. And I think that's why he's getting so much excitement. You know, I'm trying to get something different because, you know, the Republicans have said they were going to repeal Obamacare, but they haven't. They haven't offered a good replacement yet. So, I mean, if you look at the establishment, so to speak, whether Republican or Democrat, the politicians have all lied to us.
Right,
they're,
exactly.
You know, yeah. They're all out of there.
Well, and that's part of the charm of Donald Trump, that he's not beholden to these people, and he is a businessman. He's about getting things done. You know, I find it, you know, to your point, Eric, it's a bit dismaying. The Republicans have been dealing with this, and their big mantra is we're going to repeal, replace, but replace with what? And they've only had 6 years to figure out how to articulate that.
Right. You know, and they're very simple. And that's where, you know, I'm very frustrated with Governor Kasich out of Ohio, because pre-Obamacare, the state of Ohio probably had the best system of health care in the country. And I don't think Governor Kasich has any idea how it worked. But I use this model a lot when I explain how to fix the health care system. What the state of Ohio had prior to Obamacare was they had an open enrollment period like we have now every year, and every company had to participate in this care.
Right?
Once the company got to 5% of high-risk business, we'll call it high, you know, substandard, whatever you want to call it, right. once they had 5%, it was actually 4%, I believe, they were done. So Anthem, we know that they would sell out first. They'd have 4% high-risk. They were done. Then Aetna. And by the time they got down to World or Zurich or one of those companies, they never filled up. So at 4%, nobody gets hurt.
Exactly.
Then business was underwritten the rest of the year. So a healthy business offset that the rest of the year.
Exactly. Well, Eric, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Eric Wilson, principal of Wilson Associates on Bill Martinez Live. It's 14 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
I guess that's the question. You know, what more do you want? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's our country. It's about we the people. When 7 out of 10 agree that we're on the wrong track, I say, hey, great observation. Now, what does it look like to be on the right track? let's get that together, even in spite of all the distraction and the, you know, misinformation that we're getting in this election season, which, you know, as we talked about earlier, seems to be another one of those most critical elections that we faced in our lifetime. Well, I want to talk about clean and safe drinking water, okay, if I can for a moment. You know, we take that for granted here in the United States, but it's a necessity afforded to many, but unfortunately not all. Across the globe, some 663 million people lack access to clean and safe drinking water. Think about that for a moment. In Africa, South America, Asia, and beyond, women and children in particular spend hours every day walking miles to collect water that oftentimes is contaminated, causing disease and serious illnesses. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school, at work. Access to clean and safe drinking water transforms their lives, as you can imagine. Well, with us right now to help us understand what is going on today is World Water Day, today, March the 22nd. And our goal here is to help raise awareness around the globe about the water crisis that our global neighbors are being faced with. And we're taking the hashtag 40 pounds challenge with Emergency and Charity Water. Scott Harrison, the founder and CEO of Charity Water, is with us right now. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on to bring this, important topic to mind here. I know there's a lot of things that involve the conversation, that command the conversation, but yet there are so many that are without, the essentials of safe drinking water in our planet today.
I know. So the number is 663 million. The good news, actually, to start, is that when I started Charity Water 10 years ago, that number was a billion. So it's actually moving in the right direction.
Great.
However, it's still double the population of America. You know, it's an extraordinary amount of people. And the severity of this problem, we've worked in 24 countries around the world. It's some of that stuff you mentioned. It's people actually walking 5 hours, 6 hours a day to get water from swamps or from ponds or from rivers. You know, water that actually makes them sick, water that often causes death.
Well, this partnership that you have struck up with Emergency, you've now are able to take it to the next level. I mean, you've cut down, from a billion, almost in half, about 40-45% here, reduction, as you say, moving in the right direction. But this partnership with Emergency has been very valuable.
Yeah, so, you know, today as World Water Day, we're launching something called the 40 Pounds Challenge. And, so many people are carrying water. Have you ever seen those yellow jerry cans? Fuel cans?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, for us, we put fuel in it and we take it out to our mowers. This is how tens of millions of people throughout the developing world are getting their water. And one of those jerry cans is 40 pounds of water, 5 gallons of water. So what we're doing today for World Water Day is just saying, hey, look around your house, grab something that you think weighs about 40 pounds, snap a picture, throw that up on either Instagram or Twitter using the hashtag 40 pounds, tag Emergency, and they'll donate $5.
Wow, that's great.
And, all the money's going to go to Ethiopia. I mentioned Charity Water was working in 24 countries. Ethiopia is just where the need is so profound. You know, I've been there 27 times myself over the past years, and working in communities that are far-flung, where, the sources of water are so far, and it really impacts women and girls. It impacts the health of these communities. It impacts the education. So we're excited to partner with Emergency. It's a multi-year partnership focused on Ethiopia. And, without clean water, the product wouldn't even make any sense. Imagine taking Emergency with river water or with pond water. It just wouldn't work.
Exactly. Well, why did you choose Ethiopia for this partnership?
You know, it's just a flagship program for Charity Water. We've helped over 1.9 million people in Ethiopia get access to clean water. We have 500 locals on the ground that are ready to drill. We have 8 drilling rigs. We have 45 trucks. It's a place where we're making an extraordinary amount of progress, but it's also a place where, the need is so severe. When we started, half of the country of Ethiopia lacked clean water. So, you know, you're talking about 40, 45 million people. It's a huge, huge area of need. And the terrible irony, Bill, in so many of these communities is that they're living on top of clean drinking water. You know, we're able to drill 250 feet underground, and water, clean water shoots out of the ground, and there are these amazing celebrations. And
imagine
7 days later, you know, able to see the beginnings of the transformation brought through something so many of us just take for granted.
Scott, the life change that goes for them. I imagine these villages, oh, suddenly they find water, they've been walking over, and you've now saved them 5-7 hours a day. Wow, you know, what do they do with this extra time and this fresh water now that's, you know, that helps them so dramatically?
That's right. I'll tell you a story. One of the women got clean water that we were talking to, and, you know, we asked the question, how is your life different now? You know, you were walking hours before. What does water mean to you? And she began to tell us a story of two jerry cans, so two 40-pound jerry cans that she was collecting water from every day from a farm.
Every day, 80 pounds on her back.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And she said, I would get home, and I would have to make these decisions because there was never enough water to provide for my family. Would I cook? Would I clean? Would I garden? Would I wash my husband's clothes? Would I let my husband wash his body? Would I wash my kids' bodies? Would I wash their school uniforms? She said there was just never enough water.
Yeah.
And she said, I would always put my family first, and I would never use the water for myself. And she said, now that there's clean water, now there's a well in my village, now that she could take all of the water that she wanted, she said she felt beautiful for the first time in her life.
Wow.
And we didn't get it. We're like, of course, Helen, you're a beautiful woman. And she said, no, you don't understand. For the first time, I have enough water to wash my clothes and my body, and I feel beautiful.
Wow.
And boy, I mean, you know, something that we flush 5 gallons down the toilet without even thinking about it.
Exactly.
Many people around the world, you know, lack access simply because of where they're born, the conditions they were born into, to something that, you know, we don't even think about. You know, we're hoping to use World Water Day to bring more people into the conversation, to invite them, you know, to take part in the 40 pounds challenge on social, to donate, to learn more about this issue.
Scott, you know, to your point, we take this so for granted here in America because we have free-flowing water. We're not impacted like some of these countries are. And this is just one, I'm sure, of thousands of incredible stories that really puts this into perspective and drives the passion that you have with your organization and with this partnership that you have with Emergency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you know, when you travel around the world, when you see it, it really changes you.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it's hard. When you see a child drinking from a swamp, you say, it's not right, and we're really fighting to create and realize a world where no one drinks dirty water, and we believe that's possible. We actually believe that is possible.
You know, when you see a child doing this, Scott, you can't help but think, what if it was your son or daughter, right?
Absolutely, and I've got a 1.5-year-old at home. You know, I can't imagine giving him death in a baby bottle.
Exactly.
You know, water from a river, water with parasites or worms in it.
Scott, we're running out of time. We got less than a minute here, so real quick. Excuse me, how long does it take to create one clean drinking water source in Ethiopia? And where can the folks go for more information? Those two quick questions.
It takes about a week. So from beginning to end, from dirty water to clean water, about 7 days. To learn more about Charity Water, people could go to charitywater.org. To learn more about this exciting partnership with Emergency, you could go to emergencytransforms.com and learn how you can do your part on social.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's make this a real special World Water Day, March the 22nd. Thank you for teaming up and joining the enthusiastic force to get clean water to the people there in Ethiopia. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride here. Hey, there's a word missing in the election debates, and you know it's not going to be one that would come out easy amidst all the rhetoric that's being thrown about. Our next guest, John Horvat, author of Return to Order. You can go to returntoorder.org for more information on his latest book. John is saying that America's institutions, by observation we can look about and see that they are being stretched to the point that they are imploding, some would say upon themselves, resulting in broken lives, relationships. The other is external. The old world order is breaking down with threats like Islamic terrorism, global economic downturns, and disastrous foreign policy decisions. He says, amidst the angst, fear, and uncertainty is demand from voters, what can politicians do for me right now? He says, but this feeds into the wrong mentality, and our presidential candidates need to have the courage to say so. He says, the word missing in today's political conversations is sacrifice. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. Great to be on the show.
Hey, we play every once in a while, you know, that echoing theme from John F. Kennedy from, his inauguration, his speech that asks not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. We've been so inner-focused for so long because we've been conditioned by previous politicians over the previous decades that we should be saying, hey, what's in it for me?
Right. The debate is dominated by economic issues, by jobs, less taxes, benefits, free lunch, free college. And you get the message is, elect me and I'll make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a very good policy, especially in our present state.
It's never happened, has it?
No, not really.
I mean, no. Let's face it, a lot of people voted for Barack Obama, and particularly, let's just say, blacks of America voted for Barack Obama. I mean, in some cases, it still astounds me to this day that in, 59 voting districts in Pennsylvania, 100%, some cases 117, they even got dead people, you know, voting for Barack Obama. I mean, they all agreed. I mean, how do you get any one, you know, 59 voting districts, much less one voting district, to agree 100% on anything? But, you know, it was an absolute miracle and just an incredible thing. But a lot of people felt, particularly, you know, they said, hey, look, at Obama's got money for me. He's got my phone. He's got health care. He's going to take care of me. And, you know, how do you like me now?
Yeah, I mean, it's what I call a cookie jar election. You know, everybody wants to put his hands in the cookie jar, but there are not always always enough cookies. And I think we've seen that. Our deficit just shows that we just don't have it. We can't have this kind of policy.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, we're $19 trillion, $20 trillion probably before this president gets out of office. It just continues to balloon, and somebody's going to pay for it. But meanwhile, we have a socialist, a democratic socialist out there telling everybody free education, free everything. And then when you ask him how he's going to pay for it, he wants to go to the well that everybody else, that seems to be the mantra of the Democrats. Hey, we'll just go get the rich people, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that is it. And I mean, it's just, I think Kennedy had it right, you know, that we are not a co-op, a cooperative venture or something where you just put money in or you just take benefits out. I mean, we're in this together. It involves that word, sacrifice. You know, that's something that will help everyone. And that's the way things should be, should have in mind. And we simply aren't putting it in the equation.
Well, Jimmy Carter tried to introduce that, and they all but tarred and feathered him because he had a little bit of the right idea. I think right observation, maybe the wrong, you know, explanation and the way he presented it to, you know, to the constituency. But, you know, you talk about being happy here, John. You know, we're happier when we're giving, when it's an outward focus. I mean, this is a paradigm shift, you know, and I understand for so long we've been told, hey, it's about us, and, you know, we're getting ripped off here, and we need to think about ourselves, and whether we're talking about Mexico or, you know, Muslims coming here from Europe, you know, on and on. But if our default is it's all about us, we're not going to be happy. We're going to be miserable. We're going to be a miserable lot. We're already starting to be that way. So we need to shift the paradigm to where we embrace what you're talking about, this one word that politicians just don't want to say, and that's sacrifice. And maybe there's, you know, that's the idea is that we need to do and be outward focused and think of others ahead of ourselves, which is one of those, you know, time in memoriam type concepts that when you look at when the country has been more fulfilled and more happy, it's been a time when, you know, the givingness of our nature is exposed.
Right. I mean, it's not as if Americans have never sacrificed. I mean, we always have shown the best side when we are called to sacrifice, you know, and when we are confronted by disasters or wars or things like that. And by sacrifice, I don't mean we should pay more taxes. I mean, in the sense of lowering our expectations from government and taking personal responsibility for family and community. Those are the things that I think would advance our country much, much more than just this what's in it for me mentality.
Well, our government, unfortunately, who we employ, theoretically, has been a poor example. And they've exacerbated this mindset because they've not been a good example. I mean, you have the Clinton Foundation ripping us off blind, self-serving elected officials who, you know, come into government, you know, not extremely wealthy, but they leave extremely wealthy. And the only difference is they had an office in government. You know, this is just it doesn't bode well. And, you know, people are saying, okay, when's my turn?
Right. I mean, it is. I agree. And I think it's also much more the culture than the government. I mean, the government definitely is a manifestation of it, but we have a culture, which I call my book, frenetic intemperance, where you have to have everything now, instantly, regardless of the consequences. And this is something that is tearing our country and our culture apart, and our economy apart, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, John, I've referred to our generation as the microwave generation. We're the only one that can stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. You know, to your point, it is frenetic. It's just not fast enough.
Right. Everything is just fast. And of course, that reflects back to the person. You know, it's fast for me. You know, it has to be for me. And that little element of sacrifice, you know, which says, well, let me get the big picture. Let me start getting the big picture and learn that there's something else out there more than myself.
Well, how do we start moving in that direction of sacrifice? Because in a me world, one says, okay, I'm going to start to sacrifice here. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to take a giant step, you know, forward, mother may I, and hopefully my neighbor doesn't take what I leave behind and unfairly, you know, grabs that up because it's easy pickings because I left it.
Right. I mean, and again, politicians, they say, well, vote. I'm not going to get any votes with that kind of rhetoric.
Yeah, right.
Well, but I think it is something that it's a sign of a good leader. Of a good leader is one who inspires people to sacrifice and is a model for people and says, well, he's stepping up to the plate. I'll step up to the plate also. So I think the first step is to be one. Is to be a model, because we Americans, we love our heroes. I mean, it's not as if we don't like heroes, and we see the qualities in heroes. So I mean, that's what I think needs a type of a culture change, you know, where the hero is much more admired.
Well, and to your point, in terms of examples that our leaders gave us, I remember very clearly when George W. Bush, when he was in office, said, "Look, I'm not going to play golf. You know, I've got young men overseas fighting a war." And I'm fasting on golf during this season while this is going on. You know, that was a positive example. I remember that clearly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it inspired. And then when he went over on Thanksgiving also, I mean, just
exactly
on both sides of the aisle, said, well, this is great. This is what needs to be done. And those kind of things, you know, they involve sacrifice, but they also involve admiration.
Well, I guess the opportunity for us, John, according to your book, is that we've got to begin to open up our minds and embrace an attitude of sacrifice, celebrate those leaders, you know, that do that, and ourselves and others that are doing that. And, you know, like you say, it's not like we've been devoid of it. I think it's just, you know, some of the sacrifice news and things that are out there have been buried by all the, you know, selfishness that's taken place in our country. And maybe we need to be that change that we want to see in others, and it can start with us. John Horvat has been with us. John, thank you very much. And great book, by the way. Appreciate you coming on. 19 before the top of the hour, America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com, Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're coming at you. It's 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. And our favorite otolaryngologist is with us. And I like her being around because I get to say otolaryngologist. And I think it's worthy of a T-shirt, you know. A T-shirt says, I want to be an otolaryngologist, just to keep the conversation going. What do you think, Dr. Elena George?
I like that, Bill. I love it.
Hey, why not have a good time? Well, we're here to talk about the healthcare rhetoric. I mean, it just so happens that today is the anniversary, believe it or not, of Obamacare. 6 years ago, some would say the nightmare has begun, and we keep hoping we're going to wake up and tell me it's going to be over, huh?
Exactly. You know, I was hoping it never passed, but I certainly hope by now we would have been talking about it in the rearview mirror, where it had been repealed. And all of these horrible things were gone, but they doubled down on it. And
yeah.
I hate to say it, but I actually think it's here to stay.
Right.
There is so many things that have changed about the healthcare delivery system, which are irreversible. You have five insurance companies left, medical insurance companies. You have hospital systems. The rural hospitals have been gutted. Private practice doctors, there's only 33% of us left, and most of either left the profession or now employed by hospitals. Those are major changes.
And it can't be reversed, can it?
It's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make some absolute changes in the mandate, in the fact that the insurance companies are literally practicing medicine now. These are things that have to change in order for the pendulum to start to swing back.
This thing, really, what it comes down to is really very diabolical when you think about it. And I know some people might be shocked to say, "Whoa, Bill, you're kind of over." Well, it is. It's diabolical in the sense that it's tremendously irresponsible. What did it do to the citizens of this country? I mean, granted, we didn't have the most perfect healthcare system, but compared to what we got now, are you kidding me? Are you telling me this is so much better than what we had before?
Well, they shifted the cost of health care to the patient in high deductibles and higher premiums. They have empowered, they doubled down basically on the most expensive aspects of health care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the private doctor that's costing people money. 7 cents of the health care dollar is spent on physicians. The rest is administration and all the rest of it, all the pharmaceutical costs, et cetera. They got a bonus from this.
Right.
And they're running the show. That's unacceptable.
Well, it's all what the government knows. The government knows about regulations, and they've done
right.
it. And the reason I say it's diabolical, you know, Dr. George, is that they set this thing up this way on purpose. I mean, they basically checkmated the people and legislators on this whole program to make it almost near impossible for them to really, you know, as you say, vacate this Affordable Health Care Act. I mean, it is so entrenched and mired, and it's got all these other moving parts that operate on their own without legislative oversight. It's
exactly.
just it's astounding to me that we have found ourselves in this situation, and we've got the Democrats and President Obama to thank for this.
We have them. We also, I believe Republicans also have to take responsibility. The last budget actually funded Obamacare. So it goes on both sides. You know, I think they both need to take responsibility. But again, Bill, I mean, I think we have options. If people make real decisions about what they want to take their power back, you can use medical cost sharing. You can choose independent doctors. You can actually help yourself. You don't have to be a victim of the system. That's the message here. I wrote a book about this called Big Medicine, so people could know what their options are and not have to be take what they're given. They want us to do that.
Well, explain this a little bit more for us, what we can do to be more proactive about our health care.
Well, as I said, the most expensive parts of health care were empowered. That means if you go to a doctor who's an employee of a hospital, you're going to pay four times more what you pay than if you go to a doctor who has their own independent practice. Facility fees, all the other hidden costs associated with hospital-based services, you can avoid them. You can go to a direct primary care practice where there's a flat fee. People pay $60 to $80 a month, which will include all medical services from the time you see the doctor to any prescription given for a flat fee. You can join a medical cost-sharing strategy, Liberty HealthShare, Samaritan, MediShare. I joined Liberty HealthShare, for example. I'm paying $199 a month with a $500 out-of-pocket for the entire year, and I'm covered up to $1 million per occurrence per year, and
wow.
I can go anywhere I want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's allowed under the Affordable Care Act, so I won't have to think about a fine. That's what people can do, and that's kind of strategies that I talk about in my book. You can buy Aflac, which is supplemental. It's not insurance, but it's a supplemental policy. But if you get diagnosed with cancer, you'll get $250,000 check written to you that you can do whatever you want to with it. That's real power.
Exactly.
That's the kind of thing that people don't know. But if they did, they wouldn't think, oh, I only have one choice. I only have Obamacare. No, you have plenty of choices. They just don't want you to know that you do.
Right. And that's the problem with things like this, is that we get so overwhelmed that we don't want to, you know, consider the options. And your book is an excellent resource. And I want to remind people of the name of your book again, Dr. George, and where they can go to get their hands on it, because it is a treasure trove of information, especially for somebody who's starting to wake up and going, wait a minute, the exchanges are going out of business. It just cost us $1.8 billion. All these people are no longer under the Affordable Care Act, who thought they were. This is one humongous mess, and you don't need to be overwhelmed, and we just need to hit the pause button for just a moment and do some planning and consider our options, right?
Absolutely correct. You know, take the emotion out of it and think about, just take a step back, take a deep breath. They want you to be looking from left to right. It's all about divide and conquer and make you live in fear. That's how they drive this. If you live in fear, you're looking for someone to take care of you. I subscribe to take care of yourself, take some personal responsibility, and you'll be amazed. There is a whole other avenue that you can take. Forget about what Congress does. It's here now. I mean, these companies have been around for almost 20 years, some of them, and this option has been available. Now it's grown, and people now know it, and it's one of the fastest-growing alternatives to commercial insurance, and it actually works.
Well, some of this stuff, Dr. George, is scary, you know, when you know, as messed up as the Affordable Care Act has become, and here it is, we're celebrating or not celebrating its sixth anniversary, you know, it concerns me that, oh, my goodness, we're going to let these guys and all their apparatchiks get involved with this program and even mess it up all the more. But we need to protect our own individual interests. And this is why your book, Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Build a Better System. Your book is available at all the usual places, right?
It is. You can get it on Amazon, or you can go to my website, drraynagegeorge.com, and you can also read my newest blog, which actually gives, again, some of my thoughts about how we can actually fix this. I mean, we need to make some changes legislatively, I think, in order to stop this ball from rolling downhill. But until we can get Congress to come along with us, these are options that you and your family can take now. Save your money, take your power back, get control of your health care dollar, which is a huge amount of people's budgets. And I think we can win this without waiting for them to catch up to us.
Well, I got to tell you, for me, I've been working directly with doctors for a long time, I think for 10 years. And, you know, and I found out early that and felt sorry for my doctor. I said, my goodness, you're having to file all this paperwork. It probably runs about 35-40% of the billing process, you know, to go through that. And then they have to wait anywhere 90, 120 days for payment. And I said, well, how about if I just paid you cash? You know, and, you know, the price was incredibly cheaper. And, you know, and that was working fine. Then of course, you know, Obamacare came about, and I had to navigate, you know, those hurdles as well to make sure that I was compliant and, you know, not causing problems there. But even at one point, before I went, you know, through Social Security, now that I'm retired, supposedly, is that I had to navigate. And I told people the first year, I said, pay the penalty, you know, because then it was $100, you know, big deal, big whoop, pay the penalty. Just go and deal directly with the doctors. You can, you know, you still got health care. I mean, the main objective here is you want to make sure that you've got, a delivery of health care for you and your family. You know, this other stuff is noise and it's complicated and it's a problem. But, of course, the manipulators of our health care system said, okay, now we got to raise the fine. And, you know, they're going to work the other angles that they possibly can because of the way this whole system was set up to, you know, force us in, you know, finally force us into a position, like you say, that we'd be so overwhelmed by it, we would just say, fix it for us. You know, let's just go single health care, you know, health payer, you know. Right?
Yeah, well, it's moving towards that. You have the government controlling health care from cradle to grave, really, when you think about it. The Medicare system, the Medicaid system is driven by cost control. It's not health care delivery anymore. It's about how cheap, how low can we go. And the commercial insurance has been broken. They're going to become Medicare Advantage, in my opinion, over time. So basically, the government's going to rule it, but you're going to pay for United Healthcare, whatever the insurance company is, to be the face of it.
Well, just what we want is the government, because they've done such a great job at everything else, to take over our healthcare system. We've already seen what's going on. This is the 6th anniversary of Obamacare. You know, what do you think? Loaded with all the lies and the reality of what we're living with today, is it delivering on its promise? I know many of us would say far from that. Dr. Elena George has been with us. Make sure you check out her book, Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Rebuild a Better System. An excellent resource for you. It'll help you focus on more solutions than the problem. This is Bill Martinez. It's 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.